Today is the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. The deal was signed on April 10th, 1998, and it brought an end to decades of sectarian bloodshed in Northern Ireland. Here's then President Bill Clinton on this day a quarter century ago.
The agreement that has emerged from the Northern Ireland peace talks opens the way for the people there to build a society based on enduring peace, justice, and equality.
Thousands of people died in the period known as the Troubles. Protestants or Unionists fought to keep Northern Ireland in the United Kingdom. Catholic Nationalists wanted to be part of the Republic of Ireland. George Mitchell was President Bill Clinton's envoy to Northern Ireland and was the chairman of the peace talks. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with Mitchell 5 years ago about his role in the historic agreement and asked him what it was like to hear Clinton's speech again.
It brings back warm memories of the last day, but as I've said many times before, that day of success, we had about 700 days of failure.
Really?
It was a long, tough grind. I chaired three separate sets of negotiations over a span of 5 years, and so I have much memory of Northern Ireland. I've gone there a lot and spent a lot of time there. It's really a great place. The people are great. They're energetic, productive. Leaders at that time of Northern Ireland demonstrated tremendous courage and vision in reaching that agreement in a very difficult and dangerous circumstance, and so far, the peace has held.
Exactly. Difficult and dangerous circumstances. There are people who are listening to this who may not have been around to experience just how bad and dangerous it was. Just take us back and remind us what was at stake to make that violence stop.
It is an ancient conflict stretching back centuries with periodic outbreaks of violence. The most recent lasted about 20 years, and over that time, about 3,600 people were killed. But that understates the violence because they had a horrific practice of engaging in what were called punishment beatings, where people were permanently maimed and crippled, and those numbers were in the tens of thousands. It was very difficult when I first went there. Roadblocks, military, armored cars, really a state of siege.
So what were you thinking when these negotiations started? Did you really think that you could break the impasse?
I was naive, to say the least, when I first went there. Didn't have much exposure to the issue before. Had never been to Northern Ireland before. But by the time the talks began, I had been there for a year and a half. And so I had gained a sense of how difficult it would be and how violent it would be. And the talks themselves were extremely difficult.
The Irish novelist Colm McCann wrote that your success was that you never took sides. And I want to read you what he wrote a couple of years ago. He said, "You split a feather down the middle and encouraged both sides to take flight."
Well, I tried very hard to be fair and nonpartisan. I'd had experience 6 years as majority leader of the U.S. Senate. Gives you some practice in trying to bring people together. Before that, I'd been a federal judge and a United States attorney. And so while there was considerable opposition to my serving as chairman at the outset, by the time we finished, we're all very friendly and we've remained personal friends really for the rest of the lives of many of the people who have passed away and some still continue. So it was for me a dramatic experience, but a very difficult one. 5 years is a long time. In the end, it worked out and I'm an American, very proud of it, but a large part of my heart and of my emotions will always be there in Northern Ireland.
Well, you came out of these negotiations with a power-sharing agreement so that both sides would have a say in the Northern Ireland Assembly. As you know, for more than a year, that assembly has not been functioning. It's not working. It's defunct. The two sides can't come together. A concern to you, especially on the 20th anniversary of this historic deal.
On the day that I announced the agreement, I said it was an historic achievement, which it was. But I also said on that day that by itself, the agreement did not guarantee peace or political stability or reconciliation. There would be difficult decisions down the road for other leaders, and there have been. Mm-hmm. This is not the first time the Assembly has failed. In 1999, a little over a year after the agreement was reached, the assembly collapsed, and the prime ministers and President Clinton asked me to go back again. That was my third tour of duty there, and I spent several months. We put it back together again. No society is static. You solve problems that exist today, but you know very well that next week, next month, next year, there are going to be other problems, and they've got them.
So did you think 20 years later that it would still stand?
I hoped. I didn't know. I was aware that tribal feelings were deeply entrenched. The hostility and mistrust were deeply entrenched. They're still there. It's still somewhat of a segregated
society. Still walls separating neighborhoods in Belfast.
There are, not all the problems are solved. But they have made the fundamental decision to try to resolve their problems through peaceful democratic dialogue rather than through violence. Mm-hmm. That's the most important outcome. But I must say that this can't continue because there's always a danger of slipping back. A single incident, advances in the technology of killing are so rapid that a small number of people with limited resources can cause tremendous damage. And so the leaders today have got to demonstrate the courage that the leaders demonstrated then in 1998.
That was former U.S. Senator George Mitchell, chairman of the Northern Ireland peace agreement that was signed 25 years ago today. We spoke with him in 2018 on the 20th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, and we should point out that 5 years later, the Northern Ireland Assembly is still suspended. Also, at the time of that interview, the Brexit debate was raging in the United Kingdom. Many feared that leaving the European Union would mean the return of border checkpoints and sectarian violence between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. The issue is confounding politicians to this very day.